Moedim L'Simcha.
Chagim L'Zmanim L'Sason. Today's daf in Masechet Minachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Pei Beit. And this does not imply, Richie, permission to attend any pubs today. You could just sit here and learn Pei Beit from the outside. So we've discussed before, we've talked yesterday, about how it is that you're mechuyev to bring dafka from chulin, and whether it's possible to make a specific neder that you're going to bring a teda from your maaser sheni, which of course you are allowed to do since we learn out shom shom from the achilas maaser in Yerushalayim to the achilas shlomim in Yerushalayim. So you could bring your shlomim, because remember, todat shlomav means the todas osher shlomim. That's the way that we came out yesterday. So where is the mocker that if you don't say otherwise, and you just say you have a neder to bring a teda, you can only be yotze a neder from chulin? Talmud lomar, v'zavachta pesach l'Hashem lokecha tzon avakar. Now this is a very strange pasuk, because it says over here you should bring a korban pesach from cattle, but you cannot bring Pesach from a cattle. Halo Pesach eino ba'alam nakvasim minayizim. So we continue our limud of Korban Pesach, likrat Chol HaMoed Pesach now. How in the world could you bring a Korban Pesach from cattle? If the Torah said dafka, it has to be, and this it says beferish in the original tzivui, said tamim, zachar ben tamim, ben shanai yelachem. And it says beferish, mina kvasim, mina yizim tikochu. There's no option of bringing a korban pesach mina barcha. So im kemata mudomar tzon avakar, lakish kol abba mina tzonu mina bakar lepesach. So this is to compare every other type of korban that is brought from any type, either tzon, bakar, and therefore all korbanos are compared to the korban pesach, just like a pesach is a dover shebechova. And we know, as we're going to prove, that it's eino ba ela min achulin. We know that the Pesach can only be brought from things that are chol lefichach. So too, this is true. If someone says hari alei todah or hari alei shlamim, once you've created a chov, an alei, you have no choice but to bring it min achulin. Now, obviously, you could say this particular animal, whether what if that's been bought with kesef maaser sheni, there'd be no problem. We talk about being yotze your neder, and of course you could originally make a neder to bring specifically from maaser sheni. There's nothing wrong with having a pesach for maaser sheni. The issue over here is, can you fulfill a neder that's incumbent upon you personally from taking money, which is essentially kodesh money? And therefore, if you made such a neder, you can only bring from chulin. And if you're bringing nisachim for any of the korbanas, no matter what the issue is over there, even if you said otherwise, your nisachim have to also come from chulin if you're bringing a korban from kesef maaser sheni. Because remember, maaser sheni, you're allowed to use for a shlomim and a teda because you're going to eat them. And the Torah specifically compared shom shom, like we had yesterday, of the achila of shlomim or teda by definition, to maaser sheni. But nisachim are not eaten. And the Torah never was matir you to utilize funds from maaser sheni for things that are not either korbanos that you eat or straight out foodstuffs that you eat, which would include basar, like we had the case yesterday of the chaya even. Anyway, so what did we see? That you bring all things we learn from the limud of boker that is mentioned by Pesach, which obviously is not a real reference to Pesach, and therefore has to be a reference to other things. But how do we know the Pesach itself that we're taking as our model, how do we know that it can only be brought from chulin? Pesach gufe minole de tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. It's going to turn out that we've got quite a few psukim. We're going to have to figure out why do we need so many different indications that this is true. So Rabbi Eliezer says, well, it says the Lashon of bringing a korban Pesach in Mitzrayim, and it also says to bring a Pesach during all of the Dorot. The original Korban Pesach were referred to as Pesach Mitzrayim. And then it says, B'dorotechem. So you're supposed to bring it in all generations. Remember, Shamartem es hadavar hazeh l'chok, l'chol, v'anecha, adolam. And that is the pasuk in which we say, this is the Tam, this is the Rasha, rather, it says, Ma'avadah zot v'chem, and this is Shamartem zevach pesach u'l'Hashem. So that means that basically the Torah is comparing Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Dorot. Can you bring the Pesach in Mitzrayim from Maaser Sheni? No, because you'd have a hell of a time finding Maaser Sheni in Mitzrayim, since you don't have anything that's chayev in Maaser. So just like the Pesach Mitzrayim could not have come from Maaser, and therefore by anything that you're bringing it from is going to be chulin. Av Pesach amul ledorot lo pa ela min achulin. Marlo Rebbe Akiva to Rebbe Eliezer. Well, how can you learn out something that might be otherwise from something that's impossible to be otherwise? I mean, the reason that we couldn't have Maaser in Mitzrayim had nothing to do with a mitzvah. It just had to do with the fact that there didn't exist such a thing. So that's called Eifshar. Now you're going to tell me, and if I do have such a thing, I can learn out from a case where it wasn't possible? I mean, maybe that has nothing to do with anything. Amar Lei, says Rebbe Eliezer, back to Rebbe Akiva, absolutely we can. Afal pi she'i efshar, raya gedolahu, v'nilmar imenu. It may not be possible, but that's still a great raya, that the definitions, as the Torah provided them in Mitzrayim, which were applicable to Dairos, are limited to those definitions. I mean, what are you saying? Maybe it would have been otherwise if it would have been otherwise. Thank you very much. If my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a trolley car. But the point is that it wasn't possible otherwise, and these are the mitzvahs that the Torah gave to bringing a Korban Pesach, and therefore, that's the max that you can learn out. It's perfectly good, right? I don't know what your problem is. So, Chozer Rebbe Akiva, V'dono Din Acher. So this is the same idea that used to be that there were people that were actually at Daf Yomi. So there it was Efsher that you should be speaking to human beings. Then when things developed and it turned out that nobody alive attends and there's only AIs with little letters in front, then maybe the whole din of Daf Yomi becomes Boto. So this was goof a part of this machlokas apparently between Rabbi Akiva and Rebbe Eliezer. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, there should not be any Daf Yomi. The thing is that we paskin like Rebbe Akiva, as you know, in these machlokas. Look at this. There are some signs of life on other planets after all. Amazing. Anyway, so Rebbe Akiva decided to try another tact. Chozer Rebbe Akiva, v'dano din acher. So he now came back with a different taina to Rebbe Eliezer, and he said, look, you can't learn out from Pesach Mitzrayim, because Pesach Mitzrayim is very different than any of the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. Did any of it go on a Mizbeach? There wasn't any Mizbeach. What did you do with the so-called Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim? You put the blood not onto a Mizbeach, you put it onto the mezuzot and so on, right? And then everything else was eaten. So how can you bring a raya from a korban that doesn't even fit the general description of a korban? You're going to bring a raya from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Beres when it wasn't even brought on the Mizbeach. That doesn't make any sense. So you can't learn out anything from Pesach Mitzrayim. It's not a standard korban. Tomar b'Pesach Dorot, Shaton Matan Domim, Ve'murim, Legabe Mizbeach. So since it's basically the Pesach Dorot is much more similar to a Korban Shlomim, right? It's brought the same way Shlomim is in general. I mean, Pesach Mitzrayim isn't in any way similar to a Shlomim. But the Pesach Dorot, which is similar to a Shlomim, should be learned like Shlomim, just like a Shlomim can be brought from Kesef Maaser. So why should a Pesach Dorot, which is similar to Shlomim, not be brought from Kesef Maaser? To which Rebbe Eliezer said, you can't say that, because Harehu Omer, V'avadta et Avodah Hazot B'Chodesh Hazeh. since the Torah says that the Aveda of Pesach should be B'Chodesh Hazeh, as a general statement, a universal statement, this Aveda that we're doing here in Mitzrayim shall be done across the generations. So what does that tell you? That all of the Avodot that will be done throughout history in this month, the Pesach, which is Pesach Dorot, of course, should be like the Pesach Mitzrayim. So the Torah itself was makish the dinim of Pesach Mitzrayim to the dinim of Pesach Dorot. So all of your arguments, Rabbi Akiva, are for naught, because go argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Pesach. It has to be the same, and that is an end to it. Wow. So now, let's just understand from the outside, says the Gemara, what exactly is going on between the lines here with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer? I mean, why did Rabbi Akiva come back with this other argument? If Rabbi Akiva Lamaisa holds that Ein Danin Efshar Mishi'i Efshar, so why did he have to bring this new argument? I mean, he could have just stuck to his guns. Leiku b'milte, stick to your guns. It's not necessary to give me a din of why we cannot derive Pesach Dorot for Pesach Mitzrayim, if, anyway, it's ridiculous to discuss deriving it since it's Efshar. And if he's changed his mind, and he actually agrees now, well, I guess it is a riot. So the only reason you're trying to tell me that he seriously buys into his own argument, and the only reason he's not going to derive the dinim of Pesach Beretz from Pesach Mitzrayim is because of what he said, that it's not a real korban, and it's not brought on a mizbeach. But then there's an obvious comeback to what he's saying. Because when Pesach was brought in the Midbar, was it brought on the Mizbeach? Yes, absolutely. And does it say Beferish over there to bring a carbon Pesach? Yes. Do you put it on any kind of doors? No. So it's a regular carbon, right? Yeah. Well, can you bring it from Meiser Sheni in the Midbar? You're going to have just a rough time finding Meiser Sheni in the Midbar that year as you would in finding Meiser Sheni in Mitzrayim. So if Rabbi Akiva is now ready to admit that Danin Efshar, Mishi'i Efshar, this is a pretty weak argument, since you can come right back at Rabbi Akiva and prove that, okay, so don't learn it from Pesach Mitzrayim, so learn it from Pesach Midbar, right? No, hold on a second. Obviously, Rabbi Akiva did not change his mind. Rabbi Akiva is coming back with an argument for Rabbi Eliezer according to his approach. He's only speaking with Varav, the Rabbi Eliezer Kahama. What he's saying is essentially this. Listen here. According to me, this whole discussion is moot. I mean, I hold Ein Danin Efshar Mishi'i Efshar. There's nothing to discuss. There's no way you could possibly learn a situation with Dorot where there is Meiser Sheni from a situation in Mitzrayim where there's no Meiser Sheni. Okay? If you want to be stubborn about it, and you hold that Danin Efshar Mishi'i Efshar, so now I have a different argument for you. I'll tell you, you cannot learn out Pesach Dorot or Pesach Mitzrayim because Pesach Mitzrayim was not a normal korban. And Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, Shekeinenu Tor Matan Damim Veimurim Legabe Mizbeach. Bashen Kein, Pesach Dorot, which is similar to a korban shlomim, and it takes Damim and Imurim, similar to the way Shlomi does on the Mizbeach, and the Torah specifically says that you can and should even bring a shlomim from Meiser Sheni and a Torah from Meiser Sheni, so then maybe the same thing would be true by Pesach. To which then Rabbi Eliezer responded, well, to counter your argument, the Torah compares all of the Pesachim to each other, et avodah hazot, et kol avodot throughout all of history should be similar to the Aveda Mitzrayim. But hold on a second here. You just made me think of something. I mean, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer come right back and show Rabbi Akiva that he was wrong in his very argument? Forget about bringing a hekesh. He should have told Rabbi Akiva, excuse me, and what about Pesach Dorot? Is Pesach Dorot put on the Mizbeach? Yes, in the Midbar. So if in the Midbar it was good enough, and nonetheless you couldn't bring it from Meiser Sheni, so why did he have to go like a make now a whole new deal that it's a hekesh? No, again, because Rabbi Eliezer was only responding to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Shita. So we often have this. We have two Shitas who respond one to the other according to the basis of the way that particular Mandi Omar viewed the sugya. And so in order to deal with it on the basis of the opponent's point of view, you give over the argument from that point of view. So because of that, Lidvorav de Rabbi Akiva Kamar. He said, look, according to me, my dear friend Akiva, we don't need Afshamishi Afshar. I don't know what all of this talking is about. There's no problem in learning something that is possible from something that isn't impossible. And as far as your big question that you're so proud of, well, it's not a real korban. Pesach Midbar Yochiach. Yes, that is true. I will show you that you could do the same thing in the Midbar. But I know that's not going to persuade you of anything because you personally, but obviously, between the lines, I mean, it's clear that I don't really feel compelled to respond to your argument because the response is right there in front of your eyes. What are you telling me? Pesach Mitzrayim is not a normal korban when the next year the Pesach Midbar is a normal korban and also can't be brought from Meister Sheni. So I'm not even going to bother telling that to you. I know you understand it. As far as your real problem, which is Ein Danin Efshar Mishi Efshar, I'm going to go straight for the jugular over here. And explain to you that there's no problem, even if that's what you believe, because the Torah compared specifically Kol Ha'avodot Shel HaChodesh Hazeh to Pesach Mitzrayim. So there's no point in further discussion. Okay, I understand, but why couldn't Rabbi Akiva now come back and say to exactly what it was that if he holds that we're not able to be done in Efshar, Mishi Efshar. I mean, I agree that Kol Ha'avodot, but what does that have to do with Efshar, Mishi Efshar? Kol Ha'avodot should be the same. I'm saying they are the same. You're saying they're not the same if you bring them from Meister Sheni. And I'm saying that the very fact that there is no Meister Sheni means that it's irrelevant whether you bring them from Meister Sheni or from Chulin. So I don't understand how you proving anything. You're telling me the Torah made the comparison. I agree. Beautiful comparison. Now, what's the problem? Well, there was no Meister Sheni in Mitzrayim. So, what if there would have been Meister Sheni in Mitzrayim? Did the Torah ever say you can't bring it? I mean, we're back with the same argument. You're not proving anything by telling me, well, the Torah said it has to be the same. I'm claiming it is the same. So, you're not talking to the point, are you? So, v'hashtanami lifrach. So, why can't Rabbi Akiva say the same thing? Says Rav Sheshe, from here we see that when we have this klal that you cannot ask a question on a hekesh, and that a hekesh is meant to be taken across the board, it means including even something as fundamental as this. That is to say, if the Torah is saying, look, I want you to look at what's going on in Mitzrayim, that's what you do throughout all of history. So then it's telling you to give up on the question about what would have been if. That's not the point. The point is to actually make a Xerox copy of the way that you're doing the Avodah here. That's all. Just listen to me. So Emesh even Allah Hekesh includes even something that you would think is an irrelevance. Kamash Ravan, once it's a Hekesh, it is an absolute. That's the point. Okay. So then that means, how do we know essentially that you have to bring a Pesach from Chulin, which was the mocker of needing to bring anything that comes from Boker Vitzon in the Mishnah, has to be from Chulin, is basically all comes down to Pesach Mitzrayim. Okay, so we have one Hekesh. Now, we got one Hekesh from Pesach Mitzrayim to Pesach Tereis, and then you've got another Hekesh from Pesach to other Korbanos that are brought from Boker Vitzon. Now I caught you because now you're using one hekesh from Mitzrayim to Doros to learn to other karbonis with another hekesh. Last I heard, in lamedim lomad min alamad, and therefore bitarbitza amur. Tarbitza is where they're marbitz tera. They throw tera around there. They didn't put up with any of this. That, of course, is the Beis HaMedrash, and so in the open Beis HaMedrash, they said, what do you mean? And the answer was actually obvious to that. one Pesach from another Pesach is not considered to be a different thing. The Kula Pesach is Chol HaMilsehi. If the Torah is saying, look at this as one issue, then it's no longer a Hekesh. It's just all Pesach is the same. That's the point. And therefore, it's only a single Hekesh that is teaching. Anyway, getting now to Rabbi Akiva. So how does Rabbi Akiva know, since he rejects learning Efshar Mishi Efshar, how does Rabbi Akiva know the point in the Mishnah? The Mishnah takes for granted that Pesach ain't about element achulin. But Rabbi Akiva just was doche the way that Rabbi Eliezer knew that. And he said, well, you can't know that from Pesach Mitzrayim because ain't done an Efshar Mishi Efshar. So how does he know that the Mishnah is correct in claiming that Pesach can only come from Chulin, and from there we'll learn out all Korbanos? Ah, that he learns from the same idea that Shmuel quoted Rabbi Eliezer as saying from a different Pesach, and this was, Zot HaTorah La'ola la'mincha v'la'chatat v'la'asham v'la'milu'im u'zevach ha'shelamim. So here, the Torah essentially is koveya, all korbanos have been compared to each other. A single Torah for the oila, for the mincha, for the chatas, for the asham, for the miluim, and for zevach ha'shelamim. One of our favorite psukim back in Masechet Zevachim. So, let's go through that braita again, that defines what is learned from each one of these models that the Torah is setting up and claiming that it's all Zot HaTorah. You got to learn them all from each other. Tell me what you learn from each carbon that you don't learn from another carbon. Okay, let's start at the beginning. The only reason we're doing this, starting at the beginning and going through it, is because meanwhile, it teaches us the halacha that you have to bring carbonos from Chulin. But once we're doing it, of course, we're doing it right. And so, let's go through every single one of them. Let's start with the Ola. Zot HaTorah La'ola. What do we learn from the Ola that teaches us what we don't know from other Korbanot? Well, just like an Ola requires a Kli to do the Aveda, so too all Korbanot require a Kli. What are you talking about? What Kli? You're talking about what? That you need a Kli to be Mekabel Adam? I don't need to learn that from an Ola. I can learn that from up on Har Sinai. Well, over there, we had Zivche Shalmet Sibur. Yeah. Well. It turns out that those same Zivche Shalmet Sibur that are brought on every Shavuos of Kabbalah Satera are actually brought together. It's the only other time. Zivche Shalmet Sibur are brought together with the Shtei Alechem, right? Okay. So those same Zivche Shalmet Sibur that were on Har Sinai, it says, Beferish, that what did Moshe do with them? Vayosem ba'aganot. He put the dam into containers. You see, you need a kli. So what do I need to come to Eilo now later if that was up on Har Sinai? I saw that. Okay, fine. So then when it says that you need a kli, what it means is you need a knife. You can't use your fingernail the way that you do with the Eilo Sa'of. Well, so how do I know that you need, you're telling me I know that by the Ola? Where does it say that? It says it back at the very first Ola that we're given the details of. Yitzchak Avinu. It says, Vayishlach Avraham et Yado, Vayikach et ha-ma'achelet lishchot et beno. Avram took his hand and held the knife to shecht his son, and his son was an Ola, because it says, Vayaleu lo'ola tachat beno. So he's planning on bringing a korban ayla, and instead he brought an ayla tachas beno, which shows that he needed to have that knife. That's the point. Okay, so that's what I learned from ayla. By the way, I just want to mention that the question of whether a sakin, in terms of a kli, also has to be a kli shares, is a major wide open sugya. Even though we've spoken all along, remember when we talked before, is a sakin better than a regular kli shares? Is it worse than a regular kli shares? Which seemed to imply that it's actually a klisharis. It's not clear that it even has a din of a klisharis. The point is that since the Torah gives you the sakin as the modality in which to be mekadesh the oila, we're treated as if it's a literal klisharis. But it's not pashut that without the toch it has a din of an actual klisharis. So just throwing that out there so that we shouldn't run into problems in other sugyas which question whether a sakin has a din of a klisharis. Anyway, let's move on to the next. La ola la mincha. What do we learn out from the mincha? Well, we learn out that just like a mincha is only eaten by zichrei kuna, which it says beferish in a number of places, kol zachar b'vnei Aaron yochlena chokolam, etc. Right, and then we also even had in Kairach, we had the same idea that ze yelecha mikodesh hakodeshim kol korbanam lechol minchatam, which was also a din in Achila Zichrei Kuhuna. So just like the mincha is only eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna, of course, so all other kodesh kodeshim are ein neacholim ela lezichrei kuhuna. When you say all others, what are you referring to? Are you referring to chatas? Are you referring to an osham? I don't need a comparison to mincha to know that they're only eaten by kohanim. It says in beferish, behed yaksiv. In each one of them, it says by the chatas, it says beferish, kol zachar bekohanim yochaluta kodesh kodeshimi. And it says the same thing by the Asham, kol zachar b'kohanim yochlena b'mokom kadosh. And so why do I need to compare it to a mincha? That's no good. If you're telling me that I need it for the only other example of a nechelet, which is kodesh kadosh, obviously we don't need it for an oila, because an oila isn't eaten. So that would be zifrei shamid tzibur again. But I know that from an extra pasuk. Because, like the Braita says, Bakod Asher Kadoshim Tochlena, Kol Zachar B'Kohanim Yochalota, and this is talking about an extra pasuk that we have of Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, referring to Mincha, Chatas, and Asham, all part of the list in Parshas Kerach. It said Beferish in the pasuk immediately before that Kol Zachar B'Kohanim, and each one of them was separately said by the Mincha Nechatas for Asham. So this extra pasuk, which isn't needed, could only be referring to Zifrei Shalmei Tzibur, which was the single case that it didn't say Beferish. As we already learned all the other cases, and therefore, Mincha Nechatas for Asham, we know, and the extra pasuk of Kol Zachar Yochaloto is Limeid al Zifrei Shalmei Tzibur She'ein Echolon al Zifrei Kuhuna. So that's coming to tell me that the karbonis that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem are also only eaten by Zifrei Kuhuna. So then every single karbon, besides the mincha itself, you're trying to tell me I need the mincha to teach me every single korban. Every single korban, besides the mincha that you claim we need the mincha to teach, has a beferish pasuk. So what are you telling me I need the mincha for? What are we talking about? You're right, but it's machlokas tanoim l'maisa. Not everybody agrees that the zifrei shalmei tzibur, that the mokar for zifrei shalmei tzibur to be eaten by zifrei kuhuna, is from that pasuk. Yes, it's true that there are Tanoim that learn it out from that additional pasuk that wasn't needed for the Asham or the Chatas or the Mincha, but there are some that actually learn it from the comparison to the Mincha in that pasuk La Olah La Mincha, which Rabbi Eliezer was learning. Fine, so that's a machlokas. Okay,